You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Berlin officials are calling on Germans to save energy amid a warning about disruptions to the supply of natural gas from Russia. About 40% of Germany's natural gas, used in factories and by homes to heat and cook, comes from Russia. And Moscow had been saying it could cut off supplies if Germany doesn't pay its gas bills using the Russian currency, the ruble. Now, this morning, there are some indications Russia is softening its stance on this, saying the ruble requirement could be phased in. Europe usually pays in euros, and switching to rubles could help boost the value of Russia's battered currency. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Up until Russia invaded Ukraine, it was happy to receive euros as payment for natural gas. Jonathan Stern is a professor at the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies.
This was a very useful way of getting foreign currency for buying all the things from the international market that it needed.
Russia's reserves of foreign currencies also served as a rainy day fund, says Sebastian Malaby, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. That's because it gave Russia the option to use its euros to buy rubles.
To drive up the value of the ruble in a crisis, which is what they're facing now.
The ruble's value tanked at the outset of Russia's invasion, but sanctions have prevented Russia from selling off its euros. Malaby says that's why Putin is retaliating, by demanding rubles in exchange for Russian natural gas.
Putin gets to make the customers of the gas switch from the euro into the ruble first, then pay Russia the rubles. And in that initial switch, they will be propping up the ruble, which is what Putin would like to do but can't.
The ruble's value has been recovering. Brendan McKenna is an economist with Wells Fargo. He says in part that's because Putin has restricted the amount of rubles that can leave the country.
And then you kind of add one more policy in place that's really centered around the lifeblood of Russia's economy, the energy sector. I really just think that's investors turning more positive on, you know, the future path for the ruble and driving the ruble recovery.
European nations don't want to prop up the ruble because keeping it weak puts pressure on the Russian economy. But Europe still relies on Russian natural gas for heat and electricity. Jason Bordoff is director of the Columbia Center on Global Energy Policy. He says that gives Russia a lot of leverage.
Either Europe pays in rubles in order to keep the lights on and the heat on, or Russia may get the excuse it could potentially be looking for to cut off energy supplies to Europe in a worst-case scenario.
On the other hand, Bordoff says that wouldn't be great for Russia either, since cutting off energy supplies to Europe would cut off one supply of revenue to Russia. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.